BMW. The 77%.
Wish we could turn back time to the good old days when the mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed out.
Hello and a warm welcome to this week's edition of the 77% show, where you, the African youth, get a chance to be part of the debate shaping your continent as we bring you up to speed with the issues affecting some of you. I'm your host, Eunice Wanjiru, here in Bonn, Germany. The year is moving really fast. Can you believe the first month is almost over? Well, generally, time is moving quite fast, and the youth in particular are trying to keep up with it. It's a race against time. This brings us to our topic of the week, traditional versus modern lifestyles. Are you living according to your cultural or family traditions, or have you adapted to a modern way of life? We begin in the Republic of Guinea, where there is a clash of beliefs between traditional and modern ways of living. The majority of Guinean youth have rejected traditional beliefs, calling them harmful. Meanwhile, the older generation generally believes that old practices have positive outcomes for humanity. Karim Kamara sent us this report from Conakry. Take a listen.
Many young people in Guinea believe that some traditions and customs should remain a thing of the past while describing them as harmful and detrimental to humanity. They cite polygamy as a dangerous thing that comes with damaging consequences. They also disregard early marriages and female genital mutilation, of which young girls have to go through as part of the traditional and customs. Grade 11 pupil Cherno Mukhtar Ba is not fully against polygamy, but thinks it is a source of frequent conflict at home.
On the one hand, it is somehow good to be married to three or four wives, but it's also bad, because more often there are problems in the house among the women.
Polygamy is also seen as part of the Islamic culture, coupled with tradition. One firm supporter of traditional beliefs is 52-year-old Mamadigbe Kunate. He says to marry more than one wife is essential, as it will help to ease burden at home.
In our customs and traditions, it starts from one to two to four wives, because the future problems like, what if one wife falls ill or dies? The second one would easily take care of the house and even look after the sick wife. But having many children, that is up to God.
For other people, some aspects of traditions are good, but majority are bad. Another grade 11 pupil is Jalo Abdulrahim. He adds that early marriages have a bad impact on the lives of young girls.
There are certain traditions that are good, while others are not, and they come with consequences. For example, polygamy. And if we take early marriages, they have consequences that may cause long and short-term damage to the life of the girls. But those doing this practice are doing it out of their own interest. If today a girl is married at an early age where her body is not ready to receive a man, then this could lead to serious problems between the girl and her husband.
Jalo even goes on to condemn female genital mutilation, which is part of his tradition.
Female genital mutilation, I would say, is not good because it affects the girls. Today, some ladies have issues surrounding their social lives. They also encounter problems when giving birth because there's a portion of their body that has been cut off, and with either short or long-term consequences in their lives.
Here is Mwadigbe Kunate again.
Today, things are a little different than before. In the past, our parents gave birth to many children. During their childhood, they were subjected to punishments whenever they misbehaved. Even if it was the neighbor who punished them for misbehaving, they still got the same punishment when they returned home. But today, it's no longer the case.
On the street of Conakry, reactions differ. Some are hostile towards modernization, while others are for modernization. And this is their reaction.
My name is Ibrahim Camara. I am against tradition. First of all, I'm a young boy. I can't marry three or four wives. I'm also against early marriages because it is not good to allow a girl to marry at the age of 12 or 13. It is forbidden by the law, and that is why I'm against it.
My name is Fatmata Camara. I'm against tradition because as a young girl who is yet to start a life, I can see our sisters taken into early marriage in the village and the towns. Some of the parents want to bring that idea here to the capital city.
Les parents veulent implanter ça ici. Donc moi je suis contre ça.
Mon nom c'est Marie Bangura. Je suis pour la tradition.
My name is Marie Bangura. I am for tradition. I was born and brought up in tradition. I was raised by my father with three wives. So I am proud of tradition as it is the best way of life.
C'est une belle vie et puis j'apprécie.
A sizable majority of young Guineans are against all tradition and customs. Campaign against female genital mutilation are ongoing, and many young girls have started refusing to get married to a man who wants to marry more than one wife. Many parents, on the other hand, are now behind bars for giving their underage female daughters into early marriages. Some girls have even committed suicide for either being given into early marriages or forced to marry a man they didn't choose. Reporting for DW Radio, I'm Karim Camara in Conakry.
Thank you, Karim, for that report. Now, we asked you on our Facebook page, DW Africa, whether you think we should scrap old traditions and customs and adapt to a more modern way of life. This got you talking, and here's what some of you had to say. Rose says, it depends on what is considered modern. If modern is based on the Western way of life, then no. Because there are many questionable practices in Western societies that are not good for humanity or the planet. And Jafet Utoni says the combination of old and new traditions, I think, is good, especially the old ones that can fit into modern trends. We can't abandon our old traditions like that. Awengdit Demker says some old traditions are good and others aren't good, which is the same case with some of the modern kind of lifestyle today. I think it's just a matter of choosing between those that are good and bad. And Moses Irektor adds that combining old and new traditions is good, especially those old ones that are not harmful.
The 77%. Join the debate.
I see that most of you are leaning towards striking a balance between traditional and modern. Is that what you think? You can also be part of the debate by heading over to our Facebook page, DW Africa. Don't forget to leave us your comments there. Let's now head to Nairobi, Kenya, where DW's Kadar Hared met with some young Kenyans, some of whom are also part of the Somali community, to continue with the debate. Over to you, Kadar.
Thank you so much, Eunice. It is with great pleasure that I welcome our listeners to our 77% show on DW. With me in the studio is Juliet Injau, Ramamire Fuad Ahmed, and Elias Mwangi. Juliet, I would like to start with you first. Can you tell us, do the youth still follow their old traditions and customs, or they are into more modern way of life?
Thank you so much, Kadal. I'm glad to be one of the panelists, and I believe that with the world becoming a global village, youths in Africa and especially in Kenya are learning from different cultures, especially in the Western world, what they are seeing on social media and other platforms of communication. And now they're incorporating that and bringing it here in Kenya and in Africa so that they can suit them, so that they create their own world using that, what they learn. You find that many hairstyles, many clothing styles, it's unheard of what you're seeing. We are slowly incorporating, like, you now become like, you have to become a slender so that you can look beautiful. You have to apply a lot of makeup, a lot of cosmetics and all that. So we are slowly adapting the culture of other Western world.
Thank you, Ahmed. Welcome. What's on your perspective on the youth and traditions and customs in the Somali community?
What I can say is they have strike a balance between old traditions and the new traditions in the perspective of dressing, in the perspective of even the language and how traditions have been handed down to them. Since there is different social structures, that is the old and the new generations, they are trying to strike a balance by incorporating some of the old and the new traditions. And what I can say is they are harnessing the traditions by taking a transformational or transformative traditions, which brings in both the old and the new, in that whoever can afford a marriage, let's say in terms of the marriage, that is the polygamy, okay, we can say they have embraced the monogamous marriage, but whoever can still embrace the polygamous. And also in terms of the dressing, they have not left out the traditional dressings, but still they take both the old and the new, so they try to strike a balance of the two.
Ramamire, do you still follow the old Somali traditions and customs?
Thank you. There are very many cultural practices that I practice. There are also some that I do not practice. And the reason why I don't practice is many Somalis are working very hard to eliminate those bad cultures, but I practice almost 9% of Somali culture. Some of the cultural aspects that I practice are, one, very importantly, I speak the Somali language. They say language and culture go, you know, together. The other is respect for the elders, a love for the family. Somali tradition really promotes respect for the family and elders. I do eat the Somali food, and even the way we eat, the style, we Somalis have a very unique cultural way of eating food, which is coming together and eating together. I play some Somali traditional games, sports. I do wear the Somali attire sometimes. Yeah, the Somali traditional clothes, I do wear that. So those are some of the things that I practice.
Elias Muwangi, what is your take on youth and traditions? Is there a respect honor for parents? We have seen in recent past some youth killing their parents so that they can inherit the wealth of their parents.
What you can see happening currently is that most of the youth are living the orthodox normal custom, which has been laid down by our ancestors. And we can see that basically there is no time where we would say that the ancestors are transgressing the orthodox norms to the young ones, because you find that most are at schools and different part of the country. Most of them, they don't spend time with the older ones. So you find that the youth are adopting what is the status quo, if I can put it that way, in the current situation, because you find that, for instance, what they watch in the movie, they would like to practice that in the current life situation, and you find that this is against our culture. And also, when we come back to the culture, they don't have any background of this is long, or I should do this or do that. And this has really affected the balancing of the new millennials and the elders, where we have seen that they are deteriorating so much in respect to our elders. And also, this is also bringing a lot of confusion on how to interject and help them from this situation.
So you want to say that internet and other forms of communication have had an impact on youth, culture and traditions, Juliet?
Oh yes, that one I can say for sure it has had an impact, because you find that in recent past, if you look at our case, there's a case where a young boy, he was a university student, killed his parents so that he can inherit the wealth. He said he adopted the theme from a movie. You see, he learned how to kill the parents and the siblings from a movie. So we can also say it has had an impact, a great impact. But also, we also talk about the language. When you talk about the language, youths in Africa, and especially in Nairobi, they have their own language called Sheng. You see, like, they can communicate in front of their parents, but no one is going to understand what they are saying. So you find that they have their own norms, their own cultures they have created for themselves. And that is going to affect us in a different way, but we're hoping that people are going to balance between the two. Take what is good and leave what is bad, you see, but you cannot take it all.
Fuad, do the Somali community still practice the old traditions? How are they keeping up with their traditions?
What I can say is the youth in the Somali communities, they are not all to the old and to the new, because they balance, since they get advices and also oral stories from the old parents, but whatever they get exposed to from the external world is totally different because of also the effect of religion. Also, it's what is making them not to deviate totally from the old traditions. So you cannot distinguish between the religion and also the culture. So they strike a balance between the two.
Some of the old traditions that come to my mind right now is circumcision and gender roles. And also, obviously, yeah, women in development. Circumcision is currently being eliminated. It is not being practiced. The other, it's being practiced, but we are fighting. The other is gender roles. There were very specific roles for women and men. And yeah, so that is also an old tradition. The other one would be women in development. Back in the old generations, women did not take part in development, especially in whether it is political or social or even economic.
Many youths in Africa, especially in East Africa, have neglected their mother tongue or language. What do you think has led to that, Juliet?
This happened especially in urban areas. You find that you have brought up your kids, they cannot speak the language, the mother tongue. You see, you bring up child or you teach them English and Swahili and other Western cultures because in your mind, all what is regarded in the world as the most important is that language. But they don't understand that they have come from a place, from a culture. They have to learn from that culture, what it dictates and what it allows them to follow. But many of the youths in Africa, they have really neglected the language of their parents.
Okay, so first of all, language, culture lives in language. If you don't know the language, then your knowledge of the culture is very, like you don't have a much knowledge of culture. For example, if the Somali language dies, then the culture is going to die. So one thing we should all know and is the fact that culture, language is culture. Some of the reasons why Somali youth don't really neglect language. It is because some of the most Somali youth, especially my generation, we have not been privileged to live in our country, to learn our language. So language is, we learn languages at home. We also learn our languages in our community. We learn the language when you live in the country. You learn the language when you're taught in school. But our generations, because of the civil war, our parents left the country. We live in foreign countries, so we not get the privilege to go to a school to learn our languages. So the knowledge of Somali youth's language is very minimal. That's the reason.
Do you have that problem in your society, Somali society?
Really, there is, but it's not so imminent because wherever a Somali is born, I really say they only neglect, but they don't abandon their language simply because it is something which is inherent. And for the Somali communities, mostly the older generations are unschooled who have not fully impressed, even if they have gone to the West or they have adopted, but they have not impressed the language or they have not gone to school. But whoever even went to school, they make sure their kids or their young ones gets and keeps in touch with their local language, which is the Somali.
As we conclude the program, what is your advice? What is your final take?
What I will say is the Somali communities to harness tradition and also be transformative.
As I had said, we take what is good, we incorporate with what we have.
To strike the balance between the new norm and our tradition.
Thank you so much for joining us on 77% show on DW Africa. Those were the commentaries and opinions of our various panelists. Back to you, Eunice, in our studio in Bonn, Germany.
Thank you so much, Kadar, and of course, your lovely guests. Let's head on over to our Facebook page and see what you are saying. Remember, we're still talking about whether to scrap old traditions and adapt to a modern way of life. Nana Yao Amena is saying no, not all of them should be scrapped. La Daoka Donato is saying, it's complicated. Tradition is not perfect, but I'm scared of modern trends. And Nansubuga Hadija Suleiman saying, I think it depends. Some old traditions must be dropped and others must be adjusted to fit in the modern world. Everyone must be given the opportunity to comply to whichever traditions they feel comfortable with. Thank you so much for your comments. And that brings us to the end of yet another exciting show. If you've got a topic you want us to tackle in our debates, do email us at 77@dw.com. On behalf of the entire production team, I'm Eunice Wanjiru. Thank you for tuning in. Join us again next week, same time, same place. It's bye for now. Again.